Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're
ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
All right. Let's get this thing started. Welcome to Lawless Radio. You all have now tuned in to Bucking Off a Buck, and yes, I am Buck. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia. Weather is a mild, beautiful, and partly cloudy, 76 degrees in the shade. I'd like to thank you for joining me here at Lawless Radio, where we support our unsigned, underground independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions to have to submit your music, and let's get you out there, let's get you played, and let's do it, all right? All right, y'all, we're going to have a nice show tonight, good show, lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of insight, and I got a new artist that I'm about to bring out to y'all in this evening. So y'all stay tuned, watch out for that, and I will be right back. Here is I Choose You, FL Jones.
Did you hear my lyrical curve? The more I'm restricted, the more I go for it. For my heart in the paper so they someday hear it. Words travel in spirit and reflect my mind. Leave all the useless bitterness behind. I close the blinds, walk further from my past. Long hours being a mask like a shattered glass. Life's a test, I pass it with a flying color. Put everything on the table like a high roller. Shots fall on back when opportunity dies. Sometimes you need an extra push to even try. I wanna rap all the time and make the speakers cry. Play with the sentence as time passes me by.
favorite song, you will be alright. Not so sticky now, I can tell you what you want to do.
Yeah. F.L. Jones, Heaven Here Tonight. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Buck, and you are bucking off with Buck. And we're back here Lawless Radio, where we play all of the greatest unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to have music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music, and let's get you out there. That's what we do here at Lawless Radio. We representing, baby. All right. this evening, I'm going to throw something out there that's been really, like, I don't know. I mentioned this once before on another talk show, and another radio show. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say talk show. And it's something that really gets under my skin, man. I mean, really. And it's the fact that when someone, preferably a male, likes to blame his shortcomings, his behavior, and his incarceration, basically upon the fact that he came from a fatherless home. You know, I don't know. I tend to disagree with that. You know what I'm saying? It seems like it's an excuse. You know, yeah, you get locked up. You know, you doing a bid. You know, a nice little bid. And all you can say is, well, you know, I came from a fatherless home. My father wasn't around. What the hell that's got to do with it? You don't know the difference between right and wrong? I mean, for real, come on. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't got to pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm just talking. You know, how you gonna blame your incarceration? You locked up. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, well, where did you go wrong? Well, you know, my daddy wasn't around. You know, I had no father. You know what I'm saying? You know, raised me as a man. And wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm just saying. I don't think you need a man to raise you as a man. I think you just need to know the difference between right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? Shooting somebody, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Unjustified, that's wrong. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, going around vandalizing, wrong. You know what I'm saying? Stealing cars, that's wrong. You know, joyriding, come on, man. Do you actually need a man to tell you the difference between right and wrong? I don't get that. I don't get that. You know, I remember a while back, a dude told me, an excuse is the best thing that you got to offer. I'm going to say it one more time. An excuse is the best thing you got to offer. So if you come to me with a shady excuse for something, I'm taking you as a shady person because that's the best thing you got to offer. You know what I'm saying? A shady excuse, shady person in my eyesight. Simple as that. I'm not down with excuses. You know, a reason, yeah, but excuse, nah. There is a difference. There is a difference. Check the Merriam-Webster dictionary. There's definitely a difference, man. You know, I can testify myself. My daddy, he was around. He didn't live with us, you know, but he'd pop in every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I turned out fine. You know, I got a buddy of mine in Chicago right now. And matter of fact, his mama didn't raise him. His grandmama raised him. You see what I'm saying? Not his granddaddy or his daddy. Not his mama. His grandmama raised him. He ain't never been locked up for no kind of disorderly conduct or felonies or nothing like that. Brother man, right now, he living his life. He's doing well. He's driving the bus in the shower right now. Love to you, Aunt. Big things, baby. You know? Then I got another buddy of mine. His mama and his daddy was in the house. I can't even tell you how many times on two hands, how many times he's been arrested. You know? So I can't feel that excuse or that reason or whatever the hell you want to call it, because your daddy ain't at home, that she's just out here wilding. You know? Now I understand, you know, you get your structure from a man or whatever, you know. But still, you need to know. If you don't know the difference between right and wrong, I hate to say the word stupid, but it's kind of falling into that category. I mean, for real. If you don't know some of the things that are right and some of the things that are wrong, I just, there's no hope for you. Maybe you belong in the system. You know what I'm saying? You know that you can't really blame the mama. You know, the mama probably didn't know what to do with no boy or nothing like that. But the mama could at least tell the difference between right and wrong, you know. So, I mean, I just don't feel that you should be able to fall back and try to blame somebody for your shortcomings, your mistakes, your screw-ups in life, you know what I'm saying? Show some responsibility. Step up to the plate. Okay, yeah, I messed up. I messed this all up. Man, player, you know, yeah, it's true. Man, I threw that through the rough, man. It's all shot to hell, you know what I'm saying? Not that because somebody else wasn't around, or, you know, I messed up because of somebody else. I don't know if people still say this, but that's whack. I mean, for real, I don't know if that's hip or not. I'm 40 years old. I don't know the hip talk no more, you know what I'm saying? But I just think that's whack. I don't feel the need as to where you nah, that's ill. And I think, you know what, I think we got one of our biggest fans. He, Brother Man, is a school teacher. You know what I'm saying? You know. Look at him. Look at what he done. Look at what he done became. Hats off to him, too. You know what I'm saying? So don't lay that on me, man, because I can't get down with that. I don't even understand why somebody would even want to. How much sense does that make? I mean, yeah, you can't. A woman can't raise a man, but damn, come on, man. You know the difference. Got to know the difference between right and wrong, man. Robbery is wrong, man. You know, I mean, I see, you know, if you fall off, you know, like, you know, hey, I fell off. You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to, those things I used to do, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I wised up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was too ashamed to even tell my father some of the jacked up stuff that I did. You know what I mean? So it's not like he was there to tell me the difference between right and wrong. I said, hey, okay, note to self, this ain't working. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, wise up, man. I mean, don't stay in repetition with the same old thing. You know what I mean? You get busted for grand theft auto. You get out. What you do? You go right back to Grand Theft Auto, doing the same thing you was doing before you went to jail. And then you want to say, well, you know, I ain't had no proper male upbringing. Lay it to rest, homie. Lay it to rest, because it ain't making sense. It's apples and oranges, man. For real. For real. It is apples and oranges. I want to play something, because Mother's Day is coming up. And I know it might be a little offbeat, but I want to play this for some of the mothers out there. And then when we come back, we're going to have a guest sliding in with us. And we're going to check him out. And we're going to do what we do, support our local come up. All right, y'all hold tight. My queen, Clarence Blakely.
been talking about my dad's chocolate drop and no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurry. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like an idle tune. Talking about my dad, got a chocolate drop and no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurries. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon.
I got started right.
Check this out here, man. Okay. The way I met her, it was so crazy. Her friends scandalous and lazy. I hit the chick and she paid me. Ain't no way she gon' be my lady. I'ma tell you how it all started. Call the chat line, it's getting naughty. Cops who lick and speech code. Is it gon' crack? Nobody knows. We pulled up at the apartment. Hope no haters there to be bumping. Got a bit of vodka McCormick. Keep shit cold with no homie. Got that OJ with no Simpson. She's so simple, man, she tripping. Can't turn the chick into a housewife. Say that boo is more like my type.
Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurries. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on an afternoon. Keep me in line like an idle tune. Talking about my dad, got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurries. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on an afternoon. Keep me in line like an idle tune.
When I came over the next time, Shanice wasn't even in mine. I came over for Jada Boo. Shanice didn't even have a clue. I played it all so swiftly. She peeped it ever so gently. See this massive guy lights up the room. Yes, I'm talking about Jada Boo. Then I hit her up on Facebook. I asked her if she wanna hook up. She was skeptical about it, then she thought about it. Then she said, let's talk about it. Memorial Day was the first day. I came over, she was happy. We smoked the blunt, talked about the future. Watch her ask the cushion, smoke the cushion.
Jada Boo.
Jada.
The love I got for you, Shawty.
You know what it is. Won't
nobody ever be able to say. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Excuses are the tools and incompetence leads to nothing that she did.
Nothing matters.
When all else fails, let the haters get on their top.
Dropping on her shit. Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurry. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like an idle tune. Talking about my dad, boo. Got a chocolate drop and no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurry. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like an idle tune. Talking about my dad. Shout so perfect. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurries. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like a title tune. Talking about my dad, boo. Got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, shout so perfect. Got a sexy mama with much classy. My snowflake with no flurries. See this massive guy lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like a title tune. Talking about my dad, boo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jada Boo, Magic. Magic Man, the producer, that is. All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. You're not tuned in to Bucking Off a Buck. All right, hey, it is 30 minutes after the hour. And right quick, let me do this. Let me get a Lawless three-digit quick pick for the day, 301. Lawless three-digit quick pick for the day, 301. All right, y'all, I'm going to bring in an artist. There's a new artist here at Lawless Radio. I want y'all to give it up for my man, Scario Andretti. We're going to bring you in. Scario, your brother. Whoa, whoa, wait, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, there we go. Wrong button. Scario Andretti on the line. Are you there, brother?
Yo, yo, what's going on, boss?
I can't call it, man. How you feel?
I'm blessed, man. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I can't complain. Wouldn't do me no good anyway to complain. Don't nobody give a damn, man. Really, don't nobody really give a damn.
Straight up.
All right, so look here, blood. Tell me about yourself, man. Where you from? Where you representing, man? What's up?
I got you, man. Scario and Dreddy live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, 816 Midwest, whatever you want to call it. My label's Gooder Music, you know what I'm saying, Northside, Kansas City. Basically, I'm just a starving artist like everybody else, man, and I got a story to tell this time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a vision, I got a path that I'm following, man, and, it's kind of like how everybody else started, kind of how Jay-Z started, Master P started. It started in your neighborhood, then kind of like moved to the city, then moved to the state. Next thing you know, it's getting bigger, and you know that's basically my vision, boss.
Kind of like the preacher said, everybody got to start from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel that totally. K-Mo, okay, yeah, I know about K-Mo, man. It's been some years though, but yeah, I can feel that. How long you been doing this, bro?
I've been doing this for 13 years, as a matter of fact, man. But, you know, I had some shortcomings, man, where I had to do, like, altogether it was like 7.5 years. But I started out in, like, 2002, to be exact, when I'm born racer. And, like probably, like, 3 months after that, I went and did, like, a 5-year stretch. You see what I'm saying? Then I came home and tried it again and went right back. So, finally, I'm off parole. Everything's done so I can finally, you know, spread my wings and fly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that. I mean, you didn't give up on it. You know, sometimes
Never.
You got to step back, take a breath, like, wait a minute, okay, let's reorganize this right here. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
We can do something bigger and better. And I think that's the route you took. And that's love. That's love. I like that a lot, man. I like that. So check it out, man. I got one of your tracks, man. Seems as though we're having some technical problems here at Lawless Radio, you know, but ain't nothing we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? So I got one of your tracks, Watch My Kick. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now break that down to me. Where did that come from? What was the inspiration? Where were you at when it came up in your head? Was you in the bathroom? You at the bar? What's up?
Okay, basically, Watch My Kicks is like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just a Friday night or a Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? And you go to the club, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you want to feel like the cleanest thing in the club. So when you go to the club, you know, you might catch somebody saucy or sloppy, or a fight might break out. And basically, you know, I mean, to sum everything up, you know, the cure to rapping, Watch My Kicks. You know what I'm saying? So basically, when I'm at the bar, Watch My Kicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be repercussions from it. I'm just saying that, you know, to keep us from going there, Watch My Kicks.
I like that. I think that's going to be catchy as hell, man, for real. That's going to be the new catchy. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, to add on to that, though, I think, you know, I kind of wanted to raise the bar in rapping right now, because rapping is so simple. And I come from the days, you know, I came out, I brought my first album out in 2002. So, you know, I'm watching rap switch generations, but at the same time, I want to bring that old funk style back. You know what I'm saying? So basically, what I did was I described every shoe that our demographic wears. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything from Vans, Nikes, to Rockport. Yeah, it's a cool track.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Yeah. Let's bring something back to rap and hip hop, man. You know, I did a show the other day, and the topic was like, let's go back to where we came from, you know, with rap. Like bring back X-Clan, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That might be a little bit before your time, but, you know, shit like X-Clan and Poe Wright's Teachers and stuff like that, you know, when it had a real meaning to it, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm feeling you on that.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at, though, man. Like what I want to do is I want to bring the soul back to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And nothing against the demographic of, you know, of the
exactly.
other kind.
Exactly.
But basically, like you could turn a beat like my son. I have a son that's 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? And don't get it twisted though, because you know I did live that wrong life. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I got a son that I have to look out for. And he's 13 years old, and his idols are guys that, you know, do we see drunk on TV every day? You know what I'm saying? Or with a cup in their hand. And I'm like, you know, these are my son's idols, so I have to switch up and basically make a right way. You know what I'm saying? And basically try to climb up that mountain myself.
Sound like you becoming a grown up, brother. That's what that sound like to me. That's the disease you got. You got the disease of grown up.
Straight up.
It's all good. It's all to the good. All right, look at Scario. Let me hold tight. Let me go on and put this out here, man. This is Watch My Kick, Scario and Dre.
Watch my kick. watch my boing, watch my maxes, what I'm making money get once in your taxes. Watch my Reebok, watch my shell toes. I know you want a Debbie, buddy, watch your elbow, watch your hands. The guys in my clan, and knock your ass down like a 3-point stand. And we don't rock skinnies, and don't rock gloves. My homie Ken Dog and his broad kill clubs. And they don't need a gun, we party past one. You drunk as Rob G until the track gets done. They don't need a gun, we party past one. You drunk as Rob G until the track gets done. Be knocking through the club on Yang Yang. Sitting by the bar, about to spill my drink. Counting my bank, about to buy the booze. The just stepped on my shoes. Watch my kicks, watch my kicks, watch my kicks, watch my kicks, my kicks. Green lights, yeah, buddy, I go. Deeper than the handrails, I'm cold. Kiss me on the dance floor, me and two hoes. Fresh pair of kicks that I paid to fuck. I be in my own little world, just me and my back. Rose kicks, yeah, I just got that. I'm on. I ain't really worried about these. I'ma take these off and put on my 2-3. I'm dead, fresher than them up. Not one stain on these all black track runners. When I'm in the club, yeah, I make a little noise like Nikes. I'm just repping for my chest, do it, boy. It don't matter how I stun out of whoever. Take a shoot, gang, death, yep, new Helen Keller. Way too fresh to be rubbing elbows. Straight to the VIP so I can get my drink on. Watch my kicks while I'm on your chick. You can't have these, but she got a few chips. Funkin' in the club ain't really my style. Cause if you scuff these, I'ma go fuck wild. Be knocking through the club on Yang Yang. Sitting by the bar, about to spill my drink. Counting my bank, about to buy the booze. The just stepped on my shoes. Watch my kicks, watch my kicks, watch my kicks, watch my kicks, fresh, dope on the scene. Catch a case with these coke white jeans, coke white Nike, coke white G. Triple listen so clean, they wanna dress like me, so please. Watch my shoes, I don't know about you, but I spent $250 not to be so rude. So like Air Max, got my swag through the roof. Got me rolling on the cloud, just chilling on the moon. I'm stepping on my chair to get you beat up. Your fam in the building, so you better put your bitch up. Shoot gangs murder to give it life, and I need to burn. I'm really tripping on the price. Watch my rock boys, watch my nights. Watch my vans, nigga, watch my mics. I'm moving through the crowd, looking for the mic. Nice party cracking, check off on the height. But watch my price, the one with the wings. Give a what you say, it's gonna be hard to find me. And watch my flight, the one with the wings. Give a what you say, it's gonna be hard to find me. And watch my flight. Knocking through the club on Yang Yang. Sitting by the bar, about to spill my drink. Counting my bank, about to buy the booze. The just stepped on my shoes. Watch my kicks. Watch my kicks.
Alright, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Alpha Buck. And that right there was Scario Andretti, Watch My Kicks. Scario, you still there?
Yes, sir, boss.
Hey, bro, I don't mean to break it to you, you know, any kind of bad way or nothing, but I'm getting a lot of thumbs up off this right here, for real. I done got 7 so far out of the 12 I got here listening right now. So, I think something going on with you, man. For real.
I hope so.
I'm gonna tell you a little bit about me, bro.
Like I come from nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been on an operating table twice. You know, I didn't die from my overdose. You know what I'm saying? And came back. I didn't got hit by a drunk driver and died and came back to life. They told me I was gonna be paralyzed and I'm walking again. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got a big story to tell. All I got to do is get my foot in the door and everybody's gonna know about it. Just
like I said, everybody comes from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I see that. Yeah, you do have a story. You got a story. You got a novel. You got a bestseller. Hey, bro, man, don't don't let this go, player. Don't let this go. You know what I'm saying? As some people say, hey, I believe this is your calling right here. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Like I said, by the reaction that I'm getting right here from listening to that right now. Hey, check it out. I want to bring your girl in, Mel Lawless. Mel, you there, baby?
I'm here. What's up?
Man, please tell me you heard that. Please tell me you heard that.
I did. Well, you know I sent it to you, so I had already heard it.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, I know my boy was on to something. I got to represent my 816, everybody. I love KC. That's my hometown. I ain't there, but I got to get my artists out there because they deserve the recognition. You know, they do.
Wow. You already know, Mel. Hungry.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Girl, that's hot, though. That's hot. We need some more.
Yeah,
I got way more. Hey, you know what? Dig it. I got a song that I'm waiting to get mastered. And believe it or not, it's a Johnny Cash sample. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's not the Johnny Cash, I'm lonely type of. It's just one of them.
Yeah.
You know, type of. So it is something to rock to. It's kind of like mixing hyphy music and kind of like down south snap music with the country music. You know what I'm saying? It's something that nobody's ever done because I've checked it already before.
I like that.
That's hot. That's what's up. Sorry, you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep in contact. We're going to get this going. I'm trying to put KT on the map.
And please believe it's a lot where I came from. Real quick, though, shout out to my guys, Keith Heater, Money G, Marley Young, Papa Willow, my Black Lava Camp, Gooder Music, Vito, MP3, and Burner Glove. There's so many people to name that's hungry, that's behind me. So if you think I'm something, well, you know, wait till we get the key in the door. You know what I mean?
All right.
Give a shout out to my boy Magic, too, for putting us on, you know, because Magic introduced me to Scario, so.
Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, for real. I just played one of his tracks, Jada Boo. I told him I like that one. He know how I feel about that. Yeah, he know how I feel about that. Hey, hold tight, Mel, right quick. Hey, Scario, let me get a Facebook page or something out there for the people that's listening so they know where to look for you at, a tweet or an up-and-coming event or something like that, you know?
Check this out, though, and I like to joke about it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't what do you call that word? I don't say this arrogantly, but you can Google me, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is Google Scario Andretti, and I'm saying that unarrogantly. You can Google Scario Andretti, Scario Andretti. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I got two Twitters. You know what, though, bro? I got a joke for you. I always tell my fiance, I'm bipolar. I got two Twitters, three Facebooks, two MySpaces. No, but long story short, you can catch me on that, though. You know what I'm saying? But just all you got to do is look for Scario Andretti, and everything about me will pop up except for the wrong thing.
they're gonna find you one way or another. I like that. They're going to find you one way or another. Hey, that's cool. Real quick, that was something I was talking about right before I brought you on, and that was how some cats use the excuse that they got a bad life because they didn't have a male figure in their life. Their daddy wasn't around and all that, man. You got a thought on that?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you live and direct in the flesh. I mean, my daddy left in front of me. My last vision of my daddy was my mom and my daddy arguing, and I'm eating chicken nuggets at the age of 6. And my daddy was like, you know what? No matter what, I always love you. You know what I'm saying? So for 6 months, you know, I listened to my mom. You know, and I can say this respectively. You know what I'm saying? I listened to my mom. You know, kind of bash my dad because her feelings was hurt, but at the same time that you know. I felt like that damaged me as a young man, and I used it as an excuse all the way to the penitentiary. You see what I'm saying? Like I graduated from high school, but I still had that chip on my shoulder because, you know, I'm like, okay, my daddy ain't around, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to blame mama because she works her butt off, so what am I going to do? I'm going to get attention from somewhere. Why not get it from a gang? And that's how, you know, that's how it started. And you know what? That's why I'm here for, man, because that's the black man's problem of America, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about the daddy not being there because my mom my mom raised us the best she could. It's about a black man standing up and saying, I'm breaking the cycle. You know what I'm saying? Okay, my daddy wasn't there. Okay, so, okay, fine. Okay, I'm going to stop drowning in my own vomit. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to go pick my son up. True enough, he's going to be mad at me, or my daughter's going to be mad at me because I ain't been around. But you know what? It's always tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? My dad died a year after me eating chicken nuggets and seeing him. He died over a deal going wrong in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And I never seen him again. All I got is a picture on my phone of my pops. So that's why, you know, and that's why I always try to teach that, you know, to young brothers. Because don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been there and I've done that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, you know, it's always a way to curb things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start being there for our kids. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I made excuses all the way up to prison. And prison had to be my daddy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be honest, God is all of our fathers. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he watches you every day. You know what I'm saying? When you want to go out to the club and you don't go to the club and you see that shooting on the news, that was God. You know what I'm saying? Telling you to stay your butt home. So that's why we always got to listen to our guts. And like I said, I'm going to sum it up, man, like, just basically, man, like, I took all that, I took all that anger, man, and start putting it to writing. And, you know, I got an associate's degree in business marketing. That's why I'm able to push myself. You know what I'm saying? Graduated from college and built Gritter Music from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? And you can Google Gritter Music. You know what I'm saying? It's established independent record label. But like I said, we on the ground up and rising, y'all. That's all. Scario Andretti, man.
Scario, look here, man. I want to appreciate you coming on this evening. And I want you to hold tight, man. We're gonna probably come back to you. I'm going to play some more music. But you know what? I want to say this to you right now, brother. I want you to take care of that disease you got. It's called being a grown-up. That's a hell of a disease you got. You're dealing with it. And you know what? My hat's off to you, cuz. For real. Appreciate you, Scario. Hold tight. All right, y'all. This is Bedroom Eyes, Phonetics.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that it will never be the same.
Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reed stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollerin', but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this, dog, you're my best. Canarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all character, my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me all shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You are ready? No, baby girl, I'm gonna give, because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give, because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give, because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like, get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now, her eyes looking sexy.
Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I like that right there. Yeah, all right, y'all. Flonetics, Bedroom Eyes. All right, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Bucking Off with Buck is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, marriage counseling, and couples therapy, and romantic therapy, you know what I'm saying? So go to their website, itsaboutyouandmellc.com. Check them out. Get your life together. I want to throw some love out to Grady Hospital, all the doctors and nurses, technicians, phlebotomists, pharmacists out there. Grady Hospital is where they're doing the best they can, what they got to save your life. All right, y'all. I had the brother Scario Andretti on. Y'all can check him out. He say Google him, Scario Andretti, S-C-A-R-I-O-A-N-D-R-E-D-D-I. Damn, I did that. Yeah, baby. All right, love you, Scario. All right, check it out. I want to bring in the one and only Mississippi. Let him get some love. Mississippi, hands off to you, man. Mississippi Red, everybody. Mississippi Red, come on in, brother. What you doing? What you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad you finally brought me in. Hey, I got a couple things to talk about. As far as the excuse about the father was not in there, I'm going to tell you something. Mother and father were together. When I was 3 years old, they split up. My mama came to Aitkin and Valley, and my daddy stayed on the house at Kylie Avenue. It's a long way. It's a long way in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but y'all didn't let it go.
On the northwest side, and my mama came to the north side. But anyway, they were both in my life, me and my sister, because my mama wanted my dad to get married, and he didn't want to get married, so she took me and my sister Nita, and we moved a long way in a house in near downtown. But
away from daddy.
My dad was always in my life, even though he didn't live with us from the time I was three. He helped me get to college after high school. He the one that got he got me what you call him those checks. Not a personal check. No, it was shit. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He wrote it out. Yeah. He was always in my life. So I want to hear that about. No, you know, because I have a man. He was always in my life, but he just did not live with us. But he was always in my life. And to this day, my sister Nita calls him dad. We just now live together. Every time since I was 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? He took me to be a man. He raised me from a boy to a man. And my mama raised us. You know what I'm saying?
And hold tight and look where you are today, a certified teacher educating the masses. So hats off to you, Mississippi Red, on the real. All right, look here, I want to bring the doctor in. Come on, Dr. Buckhalter, what you got on this right here?
Well, you know, I don't have much to say other than I do believe that a person is affected if a father is not in the home. And your direct question is a person's life ruined? Is that what it's saying? If they don't have their daddy,
I was just tired of people using it as an excuse as to why their life is in shambles. You know what I'm saying? You know, I told my man Scario. Now I can see you fell off. You know what I'm saying? But then you got your things back together. You know what I'm saying? You didn't just keep falling down in the same pit of despair and all that, and then fall back and say, well, I ain't had no man in my life. My daddy wasn't around to guide me in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't like. That I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You know, you can't continue to use that as a crush. Okay, it happened. He wasn't in your life, but you got to move on.
Thank you. All right, hold tight, doctor. I want to bring in Mel Lawless real quick. I'm running out of time, but I want to bring in Mel Lawless. Mel, don't you have a boy or two?
Hey.
Don't you got a son or two?
I have two sons. I have a 20-year-old and an 11-year-old.
And they doing just fine, ain't they?
They are.
See that?
I'm happy to say they both have had a parent, a father, until in their lives growing up. But right now my son does not have a father, but he has his uncle. He has a strong role, male role model. I'll say that.
Gotcha. See, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mel, I appreciate you, baby. Thank you so much. All right, y'all, I'm running out of time. I got to get a petition or either throw $5 on some more time here. So I'm going to be working on that with the brother T.L. and Chevin. And don't forget, y'all, Lawless Radio has something just about every night of the week for y'all, everybody, man. Tuesday nights, there's Real Talk with Nikki Outlaw. And then Wednesdays, you have Rick Grimes with T.L. and Chevin and at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then, hey, then you have me on Thursdays from 9 o'clock Eastern, bucking off a buck. And then, hey, coming in at noon on Fridays, your midday release with Dr. Fashion, Dr. Lynn Buckhalter. And hey, don't forget Lawless After Dark. Now you got B-Mo Slim on Wednesday nights at 11 Eastern, and then you got No Limit coming in Saturday night 11 Eastern with Mel Lawless and Amanda. Hey, so y'all check us out. We're gonna be right here with y'all, and we just appreciate everything that all the people out there do, and all their appreciation. And much love to all our artists out there that are doing what they got to do, and they keeping this going, not just for themselves, but for everybody, you know what I'm saying, giving us entertainment. So, hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for being here. I will catch y'all next week, this same time, this same channel, right here on LawlessRadio.com, where we support our unsigned, underground, independent artists representing our local come-ups, from jazz, R&B, blues, rap, hip-hop, our comedians, our house music, our motivational speakers, our gospel. It's all right here for you on LawlessRadio.com. Check us out. We ain't going nowhere. This is Lawless, for real, baby.
Talking about my Jada Bull, Jada Bull. I'm talking about my chocolate dropping on Hershey. Damn, my shower's so curvy. Got a sexy mama with brush glass, see my snowflake.